Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayera. Avram Bel Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, ready to sacrifice him. All that was needed was the knife. The Pasuk says, Vayishal Avram es yadei. Avram stretched out his hand, Vayikach es ha-machel, and he took the knife. The Mefarshim point out the strange wording. Why not simply say Avram took the knife? Why these words, and he stretched out his hand, Vayishal Avram es yadei? And they explain that it was actually difficult for him to take the knife, and therefore he had to, in a way, send out his hand, force himself to take the knife. But that's a bit bothersome, though, because the entire process of the Akedah, Avram was so happy and full of joy. Why now would he hesitate? So my Rebbe Reb Shmuel Zucker explained as follows, based off of the Arachaim and other Mefarshim. When the Avos HaKadoshim served Hashem, it wasn't a mere action being performed. It filled their entire being. It became a very real part of themselves. David HaMelech said, Raglai Melichis Oisil Beis HaMedrash. My feet take me to the Beis HaMedrash. Learning Torah was so deeply ingrained in David that almost involuntarily his feet led him to the place he so desired. Avram too. All his actions were performed with an intense desire and feeling that this is Ratzon Hashem, and therefore everything happened in a way on its own. The action was effortless. However, when it came to Shechting Yitzchak, unbeknownst to Avram yet, Hashem didn't want him to do it. He therefore subconsciously didn't want to do it because it wasn't Ratzon Hashem, and that's why he had to force himself to take the knife. And a moment later, he figured out why it was so hard to get the knife, because he wasn't supposed to shecht Yitzchak. So that's a very nice pshat. But what do we learn from it? So as we always say, Avos Hein Hein Hamer Kaved, the Avos HaKadoshim teach us and bring us to the place that we're supposed to be in our Avodas Hashem. And over here, this means that we need to connect to the mitzvahs in such a way that their performance is part of our very being. You want to know the way Avram felt trying to get the knife? Probably similar to the way we feel trying to pull ourselves out of bed in the morning to go to shul, or after a long day to go listen to our daily shir, or to drive across town during traffic to visit a sick friend, or really for that matter, any mitzvah that we need to do, but kind of drag our feet to do. So how is it that we become like David with our feet literally taking us to the Beis Medrash? The answer is, just do it. The more the action is performed, the more it becomes part of us. Try it. Set your alarm for the same time every morning, and you're going to see that after 2 weeks of waking up the same time, your body starts to wake you up on its own. Go to the same minyan every day and sit in the same seat. It becomes natural and comfortable. Any mitzvah performed consistently and repeatedly gets ingrained in our system, becomes part of our very being, and then our body begins to perform it naturally and not forced. Let's pick a mitzvah, a small action to work on and make a natural part of ourselves. The feeling of Raglai Melichas Oisil Beis HaMedrash is like no other. It's encouraging and uplifting and leads to more mitzvahs being performed like that. With this, we should be zeichet to mekayim all that's Ratzon Hashem in a real and excited way, and be zeichet to ritzei Hashem lekeinu with the binyan Beis HaMikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.